Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I really hope you found time to pray to Jesus. The more we talk to Jesus through prayer, the stronger our relationship with Him becomes. Talking to Jesus is as easy as talking to our best friend, because Jesus is our best friend. Through prayer, we get to speak with Jesus whenever we want to about anything on our minds. Soon we learn how to let go and let God, meaning we give Him all of our troubles and woes and trust Him to handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living a life full of peace and contentment without fear, worry, or anxiety. I wish I had known and understood this when I was younger, because unfortunately, for too many years, I had no relationship with the Lord and very little faith. That all changed for me 14 years ago when the Lord intervened and through a series of events led me to Him. Today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about giving from the heart and how as Christians, that not only are we expected to give to others, but most importantly, whenever we give, it needs to be genuine, sincere, and for the right reasons. On today's show, our topic is three words: let Jesus lead. These three words sum up what can easily be a great way to live, because when we give ourselves to the Lord and let Him lead, we live a much happier life. The title of the show is Let Go and Let God, and in essence, letting go and letting God is exactly what each of us needs to do, and we do that when we let Jesus lead. We have an important test coming up, one that when we pass will give us a diploma, or if it's for our job, a huge promotion. We study and we feel we are ready, but what do? We worry. Why? Just let Jesus lead. Let Him be with us at our side when we take that exam. Let Him lead. And when we do, we replace worry with peace of mind. And when we take that test, we will answer the questions confidently using our knowledge and not second guess ourselves because of fear. We have been called to give a deposition for the plaintiff of a car accident we witnessed. We are extremely nervous and worried about the outcome, especially if the defense attorney challenges our testimony and tries to make us look bad. Let Jesus lead and let Him be there with us when we testify. There's nothing to be afraid of. Tell the truth about what we witnessed, and if the defense attorney attempts a harsh cross examination, let Jesus lead, and soon we will find ourselves relaxed enough to respond positively without getting flustered or saying the wrong things. Whether it's our job, life at home, driving the car, going for the medical exam, and more, we often find ourselves full of fear and worry about the outcome. Why? Because we assume the worst. When we let Jesus lead, that never happens, because He gives us the strength and guidance to get through whatever we need to without any anxiety or apprehension. Now, let me be clear. When we let Jesus lead, it doesn't mean we will never have challenges or problems, but it does mean that Jesus will show us how to get through those difficulties and move on. In the Bible, it says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." This Bible verse is telling us that we need to trust Jesus and to let Him lead. Letting Jesus lead is truly a better way of life. Understanding how the Lord is there to guide and lead us is another step in living life as a Christian. As we continue talking about today's topic, let Jesus lead, we can easily see so many times in our lives when we take charge rather than seeking out Jesus. And if we are honest with ourselves, we can see many times that when we make that impulsive decision or react to something before seeking out Jesus, we make the wrong decision or a bad situation worse. When we let Jesus lead, He is our protector and He is there for us 24/7, guiding us all the way. We just have to trust Him and let Him lead. The first song I'm going to play today ties nicely into today's theme. The song is called He Will Provide. When I wrote this song, I thought of what life is like when we take matters into our own hands and are not trusting that the Lord will provide for us all that we need. In the verses, we hear that when we go it alone, we often find ourselves lost and not in a good place. Then in the chorus, we hear the simplicity of it all, which is an easy life when we trust the Lord and let Him provide. The words in the chorus are, no need to run, no need to hide. Life isn't done, so just open your eyes. No need to fear, swallow your pride, for He will provide. Please listen now to my song, He Will Provide.
I took a chance and kept true to form. Held my stance and weathered the storm. I pushed away those trying to help me. I thought I was strong, but soon found I was wrong. Feeling lost and alone, and not where I belong. No need to run, no need to hide. Life isn't done, so just open your eyes. No need to fear, swallow your pride. I thought that I could see which path to choose to fill my destiny. Too confident and too sure of myself, yet weak and on my own, facing the great unknown. Two steps Swallow your pride, for He will provide.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Talking more about today's topic, Let Jesus Lead, ties nicely into prayer, because if we really want to give ourselves to the Lord and let Him take charge, we can do that through prayer. We just received a huge bill in the mail that we weren't expecting, and at the moment, we have no idea how to pay it. We can sit and worry and think about the worst things that will happen, or we can relax and pray to Jesus. In prayer, let Jesus know how we feel, and then we have no way to pay this bill. Praying to Jesus will not make the bill go away, but if we let Jesus lead and ask Him to lead us through prayer, any number of possibilities may happen. Sure, it's possible that we may find out that we're getting an inheritance check from a relative who passed away, but most likely we will have to find a way to pay that bill. But with Jesus leading us, we may find the ability and strength to speak with the bill collector to work out payment terms we can handle. When we let Jesus lead, all kinds of ideas pop into our heads as well, and many unexpected events take place that leads us to a better place. When we pray, we must always be thankful for all we have, and whenever we feel the Lord has intervened in some way and helped us, we must immediately thank Him and let Him know how much we love Him. Prayer is there for us to use 24/7, allowing us to talk to Jesus directly whenever we want about anything on our minds. When we let Jesus lead, all we have to do is ask, and we do that through prayer. In the Bible it says, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." This Bible verse tells us that Jesus is ready to take over as soon as we allow Him to. Through Him, we will find ourselves getting to where we need to be and leading a better life. And when we pray, always remember to pray for others. Pray for those we know who are ill or are dealing with some difficulty and ask Jesus to get involved. Also, ask Him to lead those people as well so that they too can live a better way of life. So as we go through our week and pray to Jesus, ask Him to take over. Ask Him to take charge of our lives. In principle, through prayer, let Jesus lead. Understanding how powerful prayer is another important part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, Let Jesus Lead, get in a habit of always thinking of the Lord as being right there with us before we do something on our own. When we are committed to let Jesus lead, we find ourselves automatically feeling the Lord's presence with us 24/7. And with that presence, we feel His strength and His guidance. There is no greater feeling than when we have Jesus in our hearts. And when we let Jesus lead, that feeling is so strong and amazing because it brings us nothing but complete peace and contentment. The next song I'm going to play ties perfectly into today's theme of Let Jesus Lead. The song is called Just Walk With Me. As I have mentioned many times for too many years, I had no relationship with Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought back to how I felt as I was trying to connect with the Lord. There were many days of doubt, fear, and uncertainty, which are reflected in the verses. The chorus, however, sums it all up because it gives a simple message of walking with the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Just Walk With Me. The vocalist on the recording is Chelsea LaRosa from Hillsong.
He knows there are some days when we all have our doubts, and then we go astray when we try to figure things out. down this road so many times before. Just walk with me.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is important because it is the beginning of Holy Week. We begin with Jesus riding on a donkey into Jerusalem, being acknowledged by many people with joy and delight. Yet, by the end of the week, Jesus is arrested, tried, convicted, and crucified. These events lead us to the most remarkable miracle, the resurrection, which takes place on Easter Sunday and is the foundation of our faith. Holy Week is full of many events, such as Jesus washing his disciples' feet on Holy Thursday as he teaches us about humility. And that same evening, Jesus breaking the bread and saying, "Do this in memory of me," as he gives the apostles for the first time the Holy Eucharist. That was the beginning of Christianity. Then the horrible events that take place Good Friday, with Jesus being nailed to a cross, and then finally the elation that we as Christians feel Easter Sunday morning when Jesus is raised from the dead. The psalm for today is Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me?" This psalm needs no explanation, for it is the full story of what we call the Passion, which are the events that take place during Holy Week. In writing the music, I used the ancient text and created a darker tone with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me?
God, my God, why have
assembly I will praise you. You fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, give glory to him. Revere him, all you descendants of
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, You and Them by Mother Teresa. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.